Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gus Polidor. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Ruse. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Tracy Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gary Ward. Batting fifth. The DH, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Brumley. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Pettis who is chasing the ball. Gantner reaches third base with a triple. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Braggs takes first base on ball four. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polidor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Braggs moves to second. Two outs. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing first base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Should bunts towards third. Polidor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spears hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gantner hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pettis moves to second. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Pettis moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Polidor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Polidor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Braggs strikes out. 1 out. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Polidor is 0 for 1 in the game. Polidor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder takes first base on ball 4. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brumley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brumley hits a line drive into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. There goes Ward. The throw from Surhoff to second, and Ward is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Yount steals second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Polidor is 0 for 2 in the game. Polidor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Chuck Krim now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn pinch hits for Ken Williams. Fred Lynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Mike Brumley. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Shu moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Fred Lynn now playing left field. Tracy Jones now playing right field. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Felder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 0 for 2 in the game. Spears hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. B.J. Serhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Gantner steals second. B.J. Serhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Serhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Serhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Ward, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Gary Ward. Dan Plesac now pitching. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Polidor is 0-for-3 in the game. Polidor hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Francona moves to second. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Felder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Felder strikes out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spears is 0-for-3 in the game. Spears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Yount scores. Francona scores. Polidor goes all the way around to score. Spears moves to second. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spears scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Brewers. Charles Hudson now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gantner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive towards third. Polidor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Shaw is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a line drive into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.